is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag shoot portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net that will go to the rag shoot portion. I got a few pre-check-ins that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up at Traveler's Rest. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up at Inman. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's at Table Rock. And KJ4CTD, that's Mr. Wyatt, he's up at Blue Ridge. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. I don't have any echo link stations, so we'll go on right up to the alphabet, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Billy in Anderson this evening. Good evening to you, Mike. Hope you're doing well. 73 to all on the net.
AOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, Walden Inman. I'll be negative, but I'll stick around for the swap net.
4DOS. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Tell Miss Joy hey. Thank you, sir.
4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K9OH. Mr. Billy, he's down in Anderson tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Billy. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat, and I will relay your message to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KF4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in. 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Raglan County. I'll be negative. 73 to you and everyone on the net, and tell us to ask and hello.
4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and I hope you are recovering from your fall. Also, like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4 DOS.
DOS. Get Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
Please check in N4 RLX. Pilot, cross anchor, negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4S. Mr. Chris, he's up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And N4RLX, that's pilot, and he's down there at cross anchor. Appreciate you being with us tonight, pilot. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. On up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Zulu Echo Quebec, KM4 ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening, KM4 ZEQ. Mr. Kyle down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kyle. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Kilo 4 Victor Alpha Sierra, Wayne, and Kilo 4 Victor Tango Victor, Vera and Malden.
Say good evening. K4VAS, that's Mr. Wayne, and his sweet bride, K4VTV, Miss Vera. They're down there in Malden. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wayne. Tell my Vera we said hello. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
4 DOS of Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4AOW. That's Mr. David. He's up in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DJC is Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there at Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KB2BYQ, my neighbor David over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. On up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4DOS.
DOS, please check in WB4 Fox, Echo Echo Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, everybody on the net. And when you get through and get ready for the right queue, give me a call. I might be around here, Gary. Hope you're having a good one there. See you.
4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4, ECN, Harry and Candler, negative day tonight, Gary, thanks.
Yeah, 4DOS. Echo, November Delta, nice buddy, I'm Taylor. Hello, it's Gary and everybody on the net.
KI-4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Tell Pat and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are all doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. KO4EYV, this is David and Whitmire. 73.
Say good evening to KO4EYV, Mr. David, down there at Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And there was another station that came in there and you dropped out. Try it again. KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Hope you're doing well. Let's see here. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
4-4, I couldn't find it.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but I do believe I was doubling with someone.
OS, good to miss Joey or Will. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that, Gary. Good evening to you and Miss Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Call my 4, I can't find it.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, no round table tonight. Hope everyone has a good one. 73.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. It's Jeff down here in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you calling the net tonight. 73 to everybody on the net.
DOS.
Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar. Jim at Traveler's Rest, I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to everyone on the net tonight.
My phone, I couldn't find it.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Al, I don't have my phone in here with me, so I don't have your number in front of me. I'll have a phone in here right now, so it'll be just a little bit. Let me get through with the net, and I'll call you after a while. Never like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there in the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. I hope you and Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JQX, Mr. Jeff, down there in Ware Place. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jeff. And KO4LAO, that's Mr. Jim up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in the other room doing something. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And out, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Mabel.
Say good evening to W4IYI, Mr. Robert, out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. If you would, please check in Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. This is Gabriel. I am in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
For the OS, please check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville, no traffic, no comment, 73.
4 DOS. Please check in November 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo, FN2SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board tonight.
KI4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel, up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And N2SUB, Mr. Jim, he's down there in South Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. In and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. I'll be listening from SwapNet.
Good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KO4AKS, Patrick Seven Zero. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KO4AKX. Did I get your call right? Now, give me your name, please.
My call is KO4-3-0-X-ray. Patrick up in the
road. We got you. Appreciate you being with us. And thanks for coming back and keeping me straight a little bit. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I think we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAG-Q portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, P2BYQ, David. How you doing tonight, Gary? Yeah, I have something to add to the net.
David, what can we do for you tonight?
I have 3 years worth of QST magazine, 2018 to 2020. I would like to give away to somebody that could use them and read them.
You have 3 years of QST magazine. It's 2018 through 2020. Is that correct?
That's correct, Gary.
All righty. And you would like to give those to somebody if they would like to have them. And you know, those are good magazines. I got a couple of boxes over here myself sitting over here behind me. Does anyone need any feels on these 3 years of QST that David is giving away?
Yankee Glendale. If he wants to get them away, I'll take them.
David, there you go. W4IYI, Mr. Roberts. He's out there in Mobile tonight. He said he would like to have those.
Sounds good. He can reach me at my email. It's Dave Delta Alpha Victor Echo 7271 Walter Whiskey Alpha Lima Tango Echo Romeo at gmail.com.
I'm on the mobile right now. I'm not able to write nothing down. Could you give me a phone call?
Again.
Area code 954. Okay. 932. 1117.
It's 4932 1117, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. Thank you.
Thank
you. Back to net.
Glad you and Robert were able to get together. And that, you know, like I said, those QST magazines, they've got a lot of good articles in there. And they've got a good many good projects that, you know, folks can build if they are so inclined. But Robert's already claimed those, so we do appreciate you listening in with us tonight, David. And if something happens, let me know, and that way I'll put it back on, but I don't think it will. Do we have anyone else, anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap test book? Call KI4DOS. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the swap test.
KI4DOS.
DOS.
DOS. Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Travels Rest. No traffic, good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please take it in out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Romeo. It's David at 96, and I'll be short time.
Yes. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu, Zulu X-ray, K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're just short timing, passing through. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Get a little bit closer to your microphone. I didn't quite understand you here. They got a little bit of white noise, but that's not. Spot audio was real low. Try it again.
KD4DRC, Kilo Delta 4, Delta Romeo Charlie, in Greenville. No negative and negative.
That time. It's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4SUG, Brother Ray up there at Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Appreciate you being with us. And KG4JIA, Mr. David Dennis, excuse me, Dennis. Looked at the wrong line on my page here. KG4JIA is Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KO4DZR, Mr. David, he's down in 96. Appreciate you being here, David. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KD4DRC, and he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KN4HTP, this is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
So yes. Please check in K4ROW, Richard and Cramwell, no traffic, no roundtable.
For DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy, and she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB, and that's Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mr. Mark we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Yeah, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November 5. Melinda, Portable, Vegasville, negative, negative.
Please check in. Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, Brian in Greenville. I'm negative and negative.
For DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, would like to say good evening, KG4WNP. Mr. Landon, he's portable over in Davisville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. And Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, Brian over in Greenville. Did I get your call right, Brian?
Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November.
Well, I don't know if this is the first time you checked in with me or not, but welcome to the area, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Different net controller each night. The net starts at 9 o'clock, but appreciate you being here, and hope you're doing well, and hope you enjoy the repeater. Let's see here. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go to the swap net book? Okay, 4DOS. For the swap net book, I got another Echo Link up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, if you will check in, KA4KQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Base Alpha, Hayden and Greenwood, you'll be good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic in over at Maytrask and AQ. Gary, did be sure and tell me show that did be sure and tell me show that we hit. Did be sure and tell Gary and tell me show that we say hello, KA4KQA.
And I would like to say good evening. KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a PowerWorks DB750X. It's brand new, still in the box. He has never used it. It's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. He's got wear the programming cable. And he would like 200. Send one to 18 fields. Got a fellow looking for a medium Yaesu rotator. You know, the G450 or the G800. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up. It's for sale. It's a CD44 rotator and control box. He has 55 feet of connecting cable. This was rebuilt by W2HP. He's got it working, and it's running real smoothly, and everything works well. And he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a 30-foot push-up mast and a rotator. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Ron 25 tower. It's 60 feet tall. He does have the top and the base sections and a hazer that goes on the tower. And he said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up Sheriff is for sale. It's a Ringo Ranger AR-2. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? This item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 65-watt 2-meter mobile. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? See if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren, good evening, Gary, everyone on the net. We're just enjoying the swap. Have no traffic, no chew.
Say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. This KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp power supply. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM221A. That's a 2-meter monobander mobile. He would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. That's a 55-watt transceiver, and he would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ989B. That is a 3kW manual antenna tuner, and he would like $125 for it. Anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those enlisted items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you find or sell these items that you're looking for or trying to sell, if you don't mind, let me know and I keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the rag sheet? Call KI4DOS.
Yes, this is W4 the station that I was going to get the books for, could he give me a call right now?
BYQ, David, you still back? You still around there, Robert?
If you hear him out there on the radio, how about asking him to go ahead and give me a phone call?
Go do it.
Whiskey 4 India Yank, India, be clear.
Ken Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, in Gastonia, Gaston County. Once again, my call sign is KO4, ISG, and 73 to the net. And you say you had an ICOM for $80. What kind of radio is it?
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4ISG up there in Gastonia. Can I get your name?
That is Danny, Delta, Alpha, November Yankee, USF.
Okay, Danny, we got you down. And you were interested in that ICOM IC2100H?
I am. Is there any way the seller could check me out on QOZ and email me some, pictures and some little bit of information about it?
Well, as that listed, is not checked in with me tonight, but I can give you his email address if you can copy it.
Yeah, I'll take that information, but You might want to go ahead and do your net. I'm trying to find a pin. So I'll call back when the net's about concluded.
Give me a holler back and we'll get you that information. Let's see here. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, Duncan Asheville, no traffic, no comment. 73, everybody on the net.
Say good evening. KO4JKZ, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. First up on the rag queue list tonight is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down in Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Jones been up to today?
WB4FEE, you call me?
Yes, sir, Dan. You first up on a clean, shiny, dry stump.
No, man, I'm sitting over here working on some other stuff, wasn't paying no attention, and I believe it was you calling me. Yeah, everything's been fine, man. Been busy as a dog. I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to do three or four things at one time here, and time runs short every day. And I got some stuff I'm trying to take care of for an aunt of mine, and trying to get rid of a lot of furniture and stuff and to clear her house out and all. And her daughter lives in New Mexico, so that's kind of a long range deal for her. They're coming back out here for the closing on the house and sometime late March. But in the meantime, we're trying to sell whatever is in the house, furniture and stuff like that, you know, to get it out of the way. As much as we can before that time, they're over.
She appreciates all you can do for her. Is she moving to New Mexico?
Oh, no. No, we've got her in a nursing home here locally and got her situated here. My uncle passed away about 4 or 5 years ago, and so she stayed there as long as she could, and they got to the point to where that she couldn't keep the place up, and she was getting some dementia and different things like that. So, you know, push come to shove, we had to do what we had to do there. And her daughter came out here and talked with her, and we found her a nice little place over here. So I think she's doing okay for the biggest part. And so we're just trying to get all this stuff out of the house, out of the way here, before it's sold there over.
Blame you for that. That'd keep you from having to, her having to put it in storage or something while she tries to sell it. Goodness gracious, I hate that she had to go into a nursing home, but I understand that some people, you know, you got to have the assistance from wherever you can get it. And with a daughter living all the way in New Mexico, and you know, I'm sure she's got a little bit of other family around close by, like yourself. But there's just so much that you can do, and I understand that completely. But I'm sure she appreciates all you do for her, Dan.
Family, you got to help everybody. You got to help each other all you can, especially when the situation like that. And, so we're doing what we can for her. And I know she really appreciates it because they have their own business out there, and it's not where she can just pack up and come out here anytime. And then too, they both can't be away. You know, at the same time for very long at a time. And the way they had this lockdown going, this COVID thing out there in New Mexico and all, if you went out of the state and you came back, you was on 14 days lockdown, you know, before you could, you know, go back to your business or whatever you had anymore. So they couldn't both do that at the same time. So she came out here by herself last time and got things started, and So this time they both hope to come back and drive so they can take a few things back with them. You know, personal stuff and things like that. But we're making some headway with it. Hopefully we'll get rid of the biggest part of it and everything before the closing and all. But other than that, man, been driving a couple of days and then started working on this yard a little bit, trying to get put down about 160 pounds of lime today. So it won't be long now. We'll start seeing some things go around here. And I've got to get my mower. I got to work on my mower. I don't know what's wrong with it. That thing wouldn't start today. And I don't believe it's getting any fire, but that shouldn't happen. It's more new. It's not a little over a year old. And so I'm going to try one other thing, and if it don't work, and I'm going to call them, they're going to have to come get it, take it down there, work on it, find out what's wrong with it there.
Put that much lime on your yard, I imagine you put out a bunch of fertilizer last year, and you put the lime out this year. You're going to have that lawnmower running, because you're going to have grass grow quick.
Roger that. Yeah, it'll be coming on here pretty quick with the weather warming up like it is, so can't linger around. I've been putting this thing off for a while. I've been saying all winter long I was gonna call them, take this thing down there and get it serviced and all, and have it ready to go when the grass cutting season got here. Must have been busy and hadn't done it. So now then, I'm gonna be forced into it, Darrell.
I hate that it come down to that, Dan, but it's going to get done one way or the other, ain't it?
Hey, you got that right. You can't procrastinate any further than that. So it's either that or I'll be out here pushing the darn thing, one of them little ones, and man, that ain't going to work. Not as much grass as I got there, old.
I'm that completely, Dan. I wouldn't want to push my seat, but I needed to be out there today. You picked a good day to do it, because the last time I looked at the weather, it's supposed to rain Friday, so that'd be good. You got that lime out at a good time.
Yeah, roger that. That's what I was waiting on, and I was watching the weather, and I said, well, and I got to work tomorrow, so I knew I wouldn't get it down tomorrow, so did manage to get it down today, and I was going to area it a little bit too, but couldn't get the mower going, so I didn't. I just forego the aeration for right now. But anyway, it'll work. It'll work. We don't get too much rain to wash it off. It'll go in the ground. Of course, that gets a lot of dew and stuff on it in the mornings too. It'll help melt it down some. So most of it'll go in the ground, I'm sure, there.
It will too, Dan. The ground's pretty moist anyway. I went out and walked over my garden. I didn't walk over, I walked around my garden today. And thought about getting the tiller out, running the tiller across it. And I reached down, I squatted down, you know, and you got my hand down there. Boy, it's damp. That dirt is wet. We need about a week of dry weather before I can turn it.
Roger that. Yeah, it's probably still a little too wet to till right now. And that ground is, it's still wet, you know, and you can tell that just by walking out there around today. And some places are a lot damper than others, and where the water might have a tendency to stand a little bit. But yeah, it takes 3 or 4 days of this good warm weather and some more wind to dry it out enough where you could till it without it clotting up and making a mess, Earl.
I had completely. I did. I messed up one time last year. I tilled it with the ground was too wet, and it had big old mud clot. Yeah, and I mean, my ground's kind of red up here. And even though I've amended the soil several times, I'm going to do it again this spring. Put some mushroom compost on it and some other stuff. But it's a whole lot softer than it was when I tilled it up the first time. It wasn't up a red clay.
Yeah. And do you put any grass clippings on it or any kind of mulch or anything? Each year, do you add anything to it that would enrich it any at all?
I've I don't put any grass clippings on there. I just don't like grass clippings on the garden. Probably won't hurt anything, but I just don't use those. But I've got a little chipper, and I run my the leaves through it, and mulch them up real fine, and put them out there, and they seem to run a lot quicker when I do that. Put them out there, and then I've got a burn barrel, and all these oak trees I've got around here, if the limbs fall down, I burn them. And then I shovel these the coals out, or the ashes out, spread that out on the garden. And then I, we got a little place down the road here, not far from the house. I go down there and get mushroom compost and put that on there. And I didn't put any of that on there last year because we had chickens, and I cleaned out the chicken coop. And I put all that chicken manure on there and had to till it in real good. I did that before we planted, probably a month or so before we planted. And, it helped out real well. So I put all kinds of different stuff on it, but I just don't like grass clippings.
Okay, Gary, and that's a good thing, too, what you did, especially with the chicken manure, they're putting it on early. Because that stuff is strong, and it'll burn your plants up. So put it on, put it in the ground early and till it in and with your other stuff. But I tell you something really good if you can ever find it. There used to be a lot of it, but it's hard to find now. It's real fine sawdust. If you could find, if you could get access to some real fine sawdust, like from a sawmill or something like that, and put that out through there and till that into the ground, really good. Put some lime on, help break it down and till that in, and it really enriches the soil some. That and ground up paper, like newspaper. That stuff is really good because the earthworms thrive on that newspaper, believe it or not. And it really enriches the soil there. If you grind it up or run it through your chipper and put it in with your other stuff on the ground and till that in there over.
First time I've heard people putting ground up newspapers on their garden. But that's good to know. There used to be a place downtown that did that. I don't guess they're down there anymore. Gosh, that's been, that's been over 20 years ago. So it's probably not there anymore. But there used to be a place down there that had shredded newspapers, because the newspaper was downtown, and all the papers that they didn't sell, they carried right down the street to that shredder. And they had this big old bundles of that stuff. You could go down there and get one bundle, where they put it in a compactor, and then they put, I don't know if they put wire around it or what they used, but they bound it up after they put it in the compactor, and I bet you one of them bales would weigh 500 pounds.
Yeah, probably would. That's you'd have a problem. You'd have a problem doting a bale of that off. But I didn't know about that. But it is a good soil builder. If you till it in, like I say, you till it in. And right here, we grind up everything. I got a grinder here in my office, and all our paperwork stuff we grind up. We don't throw nothing in the trash. And used to when I was gardening, I saved all this stuff up. I'd fill these bags up and put them in my storage building out here till springtime. And when I get ready to start tilling that garden, man, I covered that whole garden up out there and ground up paper and then tilled all that in. And it does. It builds that soil up somewhere.
One of those cross-cut shredders here at the house. and it cuts the paper up into little bitty pieces, and I'll tell Joey about that. And instead of putting it in trash bags and taking it to the dump, I'll just put it in a couple of trash bags and take it out there and put it on the garden. I appreciate that.
Roger that, yeah. And that's what I've got is a cross cut. And man, yeah, it makes a little bit of pieces. And you can put that out there. I got these 13-gallon bags, you know, that, like you use in the kitchen trash can. And I can empty this thing. I got a pretty good size one here. I can empty it twice in one of those bags, and the bag is full. And that's with me putting my foot on it, pressing it down each time. And two of these boxes will fill that bag up. And sometimes there, I would have as many as five or six bags of that stuff waiting on the garden when springtime got here. But now then, I just been putting it in the garbage out here for the trash man to pick up. But if you would like to have some, I'll save you some, Merle.
I got Joey's got a bag in there now that's full, and the shredder needs emptying again. I don't know about y'all, but we get a whole bunch of junk mail, and just about all of that goes through the shredder. So I'll see what she's got. I appreciate your offer, but I'll say no for right now, because if I said yes and I had five or six bags of that stuff, George Lop will get upset with me until I got it sealed in. So we'll let it rock over a little bit.
All right, that's good. That's good, but if you, anytime you want some, you let me know ahead of time, and I'll save you some bags. And but we do generate a lot of it, and I would say four, five, six bags a year, and so be glad to save it for you if you can use it. And because I know my garden out here, my rows were about 30 feet, and the garden was about 75 or 80 feet long. So that'd give you an idea how big my garden was, and I would put all of them, the whole five or six bags on there in the spring when I get ready to till it in, and just till it all in. So that'd give you an idea there. I don't know how big your garden is, but I think listening to you, your garden might have been a little bit bigger than mine there.
But it ain't quite as big as yours. My rows are 30 feet long. But the garden in length is not, but it's about 50 feet. So yours is a little bit longer than that.
Okay. But still, I don't think you can put too much on there. Five or six bags of it wouldn't hurt it any. But anyway, well, you let me know if you want it, and I'll save you some. But in the meantime, she'll be going in the trash can. Gary, I'll let you go. It's been nice chatting with you. And hope you have a good one there. Tell Miss Joy I said hello. It's been a long time since I got to see you folks. And I miss seeing everybody we used to hang out with there at Ham Fest and meetings over there. And some of the other little meetings we had uptown there at the park and things. Always was a lot of fun. So maybe one of these days we'll eyeball each other again, drink some coffee there. And we got to get up and see Ray, too. I heard him check in a while ago. And old buddy over there from Taylor's, I see him a couple of mornings a week sometimes, and get to holler at him for a minute. But y'all take it easy, and hope you have a great week, good weekend and all, and we'll talk to you a little later. So KI4DOS, this is WB4, Fox Echo, Echo Clear with you.
Well, if I need some of that shredded up paper, I'll let you know. In the meantime, you tell Miss Jones hello, and tell her we said hi. Hope y'all stay safe and stay well. Don't work too hard on your job, and enjoy your yard, because I know you will. Get that lock more fixed. We'll talk to you a little bit later, Dan. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet from Blue Ridge to MeterNet. Call KI4DOS. pump, Brother Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Mr. Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to?
Hey, Gary, K4DOS and Annette, K4SUG. No good, mostly. Working on getting my generator set up. We got about getting into the last stages of that. You need to see that. I think you'll like it. We got a 22 kW generator set down here at the end of the house and set it up, and got a 350-gallon propane tank, and they just come in tonight and filled up the tank. Now we got to connect up the electrical service, get the transfer switch in and that, and hopefully I won't have to spend another 10 days without power over.
I got to get up there and see that big old monster alternator you got up there. You've been telling me a bit about it along. I'm glad it came in finally, and glad you're about to get it set up. And, I thought to myself, I don't know about setting it up right now, because winter's just about over with. Of course, we may have another real cold snap come along and get some ice or snow or something. But I wasn't thinking about all the thunderstorms we get in the summertime. We can knock your power out. So you don't have to have your yard looking like a tornado come through there to lose your power, do you?
You never can tell what's going to happen, Gary, anymore. I tell you what, I would be perfectly happy if I never have to crank it up. I will crank it up on a routine basis just to exercise it, and I hope that's all I ever have to do with it. But you've been down that road, too, and Edie and I spent we've had a couple of sessions where we had 8-10 days or longer without any power up here. And I just decided to bite the bullet and do something about it. I bet you a lot of those people out in Texas like to have what I got down here at the corner of the house.
Well, I bet you they would. they're probably like that little creek down there, too, Ray. They said they were running out of water and didn't have any power. Being without power is one thing, but when you ain't got no water, boy, that's even worse.